You're listening to CGMQ 88.9 FM, and we're here today with Dr. Christian Gagnon from the Chiro-Specific of Sherbrooke, and welcome back.
Thank you very much, David.
Yeah, I hope you had a good little break, but now we're going to put you back to work.
Oh, yes, but I'm looking forward to do that.
All right, so last time we talked about the practice of chiropractic and how it can help people, how it can help to align nerves, and how the nerves can help to make sure that the rest of our body is working well. Help with aches and pains, how it's not an intrusive type of procedure and not a procedure that is painful. It's specific adjustments done to either find a problem and solve it or just to treat something that's been ongoing. Today, what do you want to share with us and our listeners?
Today, I would like to talk about dieting. You know, David, there are so many person that did diet. It worked for a while, and then they get back all their weight. They had a yo-yo diet for a long time. And today, I would like to talk about why it does not work and different metabolic profiles and to help understand how to have a better diet in order to lose the extra weight we gained during Christmas time.
Well, yeah, and diet is one thing. I mean, we're coming up to a period of time where the people go into a lot of dieting at this time of year because they know spring's around the corner. And so they want to get into shape for spring. And so the motive is okay, but there's also a more important motive is health. Increased weight is associated with a lot of health problems. And so it's a good thing to lose a little extra weight that you have to a certain point. No one has to be walking around like a skeleton, but at the same time, if you're carrying around an extra 30 or 40 pounds that you don't need, that's causing problems and strain on your heart, your joints and all that. Yeah, it's a good idea. So what can you share with us about diet and how yo-yo diets work?
First of all, I would like to share the danger of those yo-yo diet. One danger is when a person really limits himself on the quantity of food they have, especially after a moment that we eat a lot like Christmas time, the person is programming in his body that after a period of abundance, there's scarcity. So the body is afraid. So the body starts to slow the metabolism. And when the metabolism slows, you eat less. And you gained weight anyway because your metabolism slows down.
Now, let me see if I got this right. So after, let's say, a period of abundance, like we've had over the holidays, let's say, for instance, that we've eaten a lot and we've had a period of abundance, if you try to diet afterwards, your body's going to think that you're starving?
Especially if, like, you don't eat a lot or you don't have the nutrients or according to what your body needs. And if there's some lacks, your body is going to start to do some storage, and the storage is done in adipose tissue, so in fat cells.
Okay, so when the body goes into starvation mode, it slows down the metabolic rate of the body so that you tend to gain more weight, and things are stored in your fat tissues.
Exactly.
And so toxins that you might have.
Also, like in your body, there you have many toxins, and if you don't do a cleansing diet, when we do a big diet, often we lose muscle mass instead of fat cells, so your toxin becomes more concentrated in your overall body, and you have like little side effect of toxemia, like headaches, feeling fatigue, have a bad breath. And that's the reason why the body has more concentrated toxin, and the body will react by adding more fat tissue in order to dilute those toxins.
Now, Dr. Chantron, what are some of the sources of these toxins?
Some of the source in today's society, we have a lot of chemicals in our food because we want to improve the shelf life of this food. We want to improve the odor, the color of it, and we have thousands and thousands of chemicals in that. Without naming the pesticide, the herbicide, so we eat tons. Even if you eat only vegetables and fruits, you have tons of chemicals in your body when you eat.
Well, that makes sense because growing vegetables and fruits is pretty hard to do without insecticides for large producers. Mm. So they tend to put a lot of pesticides and insecticides
and fungicides and
fertilizers,
wax on the apples, things like that.
So. And not to mention what the produce picks up on its way to the market.
Exactly. Or like for the bananas, they often they, when they pick up, they are really not ready, and they are in chamber, and they put gas in the chamber in order to maintain their life cycle. And then when it arrives in Canada, at least it's the banana is okay. It's not rotted when you have it in your plate.
But the chemicals haven't been there.
Exactly.
And chemicals go into us.
Exactly.
And they get stored in our fat tissue.
Yes.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
That makes sense. And another consequence to not eat, okay, we can do a cleansing. Another thing we need to count on is to check what is the metabolic profile. We have different way our body like process the food, process like all the function in the body.
So my body wouldn't process things or have the same kind of metabolism as yours, for instance, perhaps might have?
Exactly. For example, if we eat the same diet, maybe you will be fulfilled, all the reaction in your body will go well, but me, maybe I'm going to be lacking some nutrients, and or maybe I'm going to eat some food that my body does not eat, does not need.
Okay.
There's different basic profiles maybe that we'd like to talk about today. There is the inflammatory profile, the metabolic syndrome, the hormonal profile, and debalancement in the nervous system.
Well, those sounds really neat, because even the first one, you had me on the first one. the inflammatory, because that can mean so much. Can you explain a bit about the inflammatory syndrome?
The inflammatory profile.
Yes.
Some we can recognize those person with problem with the intestine. Sometimes they have constipation. Sometimes they have diarrhea, and it's often associated with joint problem. These have a lot of edema in their joints, the joint pain. They're gonna have also some problem with eczema, psoriasis. And all is because their immune system is overreactive and creates inflammation over in the overall body.
Wow.
And the main goal for those person is to avoid to eat food that that are allergenic or trigger the immune system.
Do you have some examples of those?
We have eggs, dairy products, soy. We have peanuts. We have like all the protein derivated to dairy products.
Oh, so that's pretty interesting. You mentioned soy, which I know a lot of people, when they're thinking of dieting or trying to improve their diet, want to go turn to soy. The milk products don't surprise me. I was a little surprised by peanuts. I know that people with allergies to peanuts, it's a deadly allergy, but even those who aren't allergic to peanuts can be affected by peanuts. That's a little surprising to me as well.
Yeah, in the peanuts, they have some little antigen that when it's in your gut, you have mucosal associated lymphoid tissue that going to overreact to it and going to create some inflammation, and you're going to have a leaky gut syndrome, and you have more toxins to that, and then will create the problem in your overall body that will give you the symptom of psoriasis and eczema.
Now, is that specific to peanuts or nuts in general?
Yeah, nuts in general. So.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty surprising.
And those person, to help those person, for it's to avoid those food, and some supplement help, such as vitamin D. A lot of studies explain that vitamin D helps to modulate the immune system. Also, omega-3s helps a lot to decrease the inflammation.
Okay, omega-3s, such as found in fish.
In different oils. How do you say lin in English?
Say what?
Lin, graines de lin.
Oh,
flax.
Yes, flax seeds.
Yeah, flax seed oil. Yeah. Flax seed oils is really rich in omega-3s.
And of course, the omega-3s that you can buy in capsules.
In capsule too. We need to be aware of the quality of those oils.
Okay.
Because often they are derivated from some fish that have some mercury in that. Mm-hmm. And we risk to have to increase the toxin in our body. So there are different companies that have great products without without the toxins, without, and they certify the quality of it. They like remove all the bad residues in the oil.
Now, I've heard a bit about that, and that what you should be looking for, especially if you're going to be taking fish, is something like sardines. Surprisingly enough, that sardines have a good source of omega-3, I think. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but because they're a small fish that don't have a long lifespan, they don't have as long to collect mercury. They don't feed off other fish and have a big store of mercury in them. So they're probably a safer source.
Exactly, and the cheap one.
Yes, a cheap one. One I happen to like.
Good for you.
I like sardines, but you know what the trouble with me is that maybe I like them too much.
Oh. Yeah, the portion is important too.
Yeah, the excess of anything I think is probably a problem. Mm.
Oh. And with the inflammatory profile, a person needs to do a good cleansing diet. And with there are some medical food that we can add in order that the body does not perceive that it's lacking something and slows down the metabolism.
Oh, okay.
There are some companies that create different of medical food according to the metabolic profile that a person has. And instead to have a shake for one size fit all, you have the shake according to your metabolic profile.
Well, that makes sense. Mm. You know, it never did make sense to me that would be one diet that would fit all, because everyone's body is so much different.
Exactly.
If you look at the difference between male and female, or if you look at the difference between a growing teenager and someone who is in their 70s, the same kind of diet wouldn't work.
No, and because the needs are different, and also your stress level will change your needs. What you do as a living, the amount of hours you sleep, your weight, the percentage of fat you have, your goals too will depend. Will depend what you need.
True, very true. Mm. So, the diet itself, the way the body functions. There's a connection also with because we were talking about the toxins in the body, and then they tend to accumulate in fat tissue, but they have an effect as hormones as well.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of hormones that are in our food supply, even in our water supply now.
Exactly. Especially women are more sensible to hormone imbalance. We are exposed to so much hormone debalancer product. For example, the pesticides are really bad for the hormones. Another thing that is not good for the hormones is we eat, we drink in plastic, and plastic is not a stable thing.
Well, I've heard a lot about that lately. Can you explain a little bit more about that, the plastic? Because I'm seeing everywhere where it says BUPA free and all that, and this whole plastic thing, what's that all about?
Okay, plastic is not a stable substance, and with the New Year's we have cheap plastic. And for example, if you drink a bottle of water from plastic and you refill it again and again, you're gonna have little molecules of plastic in that. So you're gonna be drinking plastic, and this molecule will imbalance your the hormone system, especially of the woman. Moreover, if you have a plastic container from China and it's not written microwavable, and you put that in the microwave, microwave excite the molecule, so your plastic is less stable, and you end up to have that in your food.
And okay, I've done that. I guess I'll stop.
Yes, and be sure that it's written that it can be put in the microwave.
Wow, that makes sense when you say it like that. Yeah, I've done that. I'll be careful not to do that. I don't want any more plastics in my diet.
No. And a good thing to avoid that is to eat organic as the more that we can, because in the fruits and vegetables the pesticide debalance the hormonal system. Most of the non-organic meat are shoot with growth hormone in order that the cow get older faster. So, but we have residue of that imbalance the hormonal system too.
Okay, like steroids and stuff like that they use, growth hormones. I've heard of using a lot of growth hormones in beef
and in beef and just for the cow, just to produce more milk too.
Oh,
yeah, and we have residue of that growth hormone residue in that the people are exposed to. At the same time, for those person are that they're gonna gain weight, but more around the waist and the hips. You know, like the pear shape versus the apple shape.
Yeah.
The pear shape is more related to the hormonal imbalance, and the apple shape is more related to the metabolic syndrome kind of.
That's interesting, because I've heard that the pear shape increases your risks of having heart problems and other problems.
The heart shape.
Yeah.
The heart shape, yeah, exactly, because more the fat, I'm going to explain that to you.
Okay, good.
Because the heart shape is the most of the excess of fat is around the abdomen, so that put more load on your heart, so you're more exposed to cardiovascular disease.
Okay.
Compare the pear shape, so the fat is more around the thigh, so you have less impact on the heart. So like the hormonal imbalance, it's more around like the thigh and the hips. Whereas in the metabolic syndrome, it's more around like the abdomen.
Okay.
And for the person that has a hormonal imbalance, we can find those symptoms. They are often fatigue, mood swing. You're going to see the woman losing her hair and the fat, as I said earlier, around more the hips and the thigh.
Huh.
For two elder person, especially if they have strong PMS, vitamin E helps a lot. And there is a new thing called endotricarbinol. The endotricarbinol can be found in cauliflowers, broccoli, and this helps to remove the extra estrogen out of the body.
So it helps to actually remove it from the fat tissue?
It helps like in the circulation, the bloody circulation,
okay,
in the blood
circulation itself.
Exactly.
Okay, we haven't gotten to the fat part yet.
No.
No, okay.
And of course, with them, a good cleansing diet. And there is a medical food called estrium that helps the body to remove the extra amount of estrogen in their body.
Okay. So a good cleansing diet consists of what things?
Depending on the profile, for example, there are some allergenic foods to remove. And we want to do a rest on the digestive process. So it's something that is due gradual. And depending on the profile, there's some food that we can more avoid, other that we're going to add. Usually it's about 14 days. But for the less food we eat, we need to compensate with a medical food in order to have all the calories that we need, all the nutrients that we need, the protein, glucid, and lipids.
I see.
So the body does not perceive that it's on scarcity.
Okay, so we don't go into starvation mode.
No.
And I think the key word that you said there was gradual. I think everything about this has to be gradual.
Exactly.
We're all looking for a quick fix.
No, you know? And quick fix does not work. It's only patching.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until the middle of May to get in shape for the end of May for one, you know. that's not realistic. So everything gradual has a better chance of succeeding, because it doesn't switch the body over into starvation mode or our mind into starvation mode, thinking I'm depriving myself all the time. If you have the necessary vitamins and minerals that you need and avoid the contaminants, the toxins, then you're increasing your chances of succeeding.
Exactly. And more you have you measure your objective gradually,
okay,
you can keep on persevering on the diet you give yourself. Because if your objective is to lose 20 pounds and 1 week later you only lost 1 ounce, you're going to be a little bit deceived. But if you put a lot of little objective and you see that you're following your little objective on a longer scale on time, you're going to see the big difference on that.
Okay. Mm. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. How do the organs fit into this?
The
internal organs of the body.
Okay.
Because at some point, if we're going to get rid of these toxins, how does that work? How do we get rid of them? What is
okay.
the the process by which they are actually removed from the body.
Okay, when the body start to be on a cleansing process.
Yes.
From the first of all, the liver, which is like kind of a big filter of the overall body.
Mm-hmm.
When it's got has less work on it, gonna be more able to clean itself, because the cells okay. of the liver has a tendency to multiplicate each other. But if it's always busy to always filter, it cannot cleanse itself.
Oh, I see now. Okay, because the filter, it helps to clean out the toxins, but if we're constantly putting toxins in, it's fully occupied trying to get rid of those toxins and not succeeding, and storing what it can't work on in the fat tissue. If we remove toxins from our diet, then the liver has a chance to catch up on some of its homework.
Exactly. Yeah. And with a medical food, so we don't add the toxins. We nourish the overall body so that we can keep a high metabolism.
Oh.
And at the same time, we have like all the nutrients that are going to keep on helping the liver to clean itself.
Neat. Yeah. Mm. So we covered the profile of
the hormonal imbalance,
yes.
The inflammatory profile.
Yes.
And another profile that is really widespread is the metabolic syndrome.
Hmm. Sounds mysterious.
Yeah. It's not. And what is really surprising, 31% of the Americans suffer from that profile.
Really?
Yeah, it's really widespread because of the processed food. Metabolic syndrome is known as insulin resistance. So it's the body that has high blood sugar, and the pancreas does all of the insulin, but the cells do not respond to the insulin.
Oh.
So the pancreas do more and more insulin. However, it does not react to it.
Okay.
And we can recognize those profile with the big belly or the beer belly, as we say.
Yeah.
They are gonna be a little bit tired. They have increased risk of cardiovascular disease, increased risk of to develop diabetes of type 2. So and the key in this profile is to really check the glycemic index of the food.
Okay, glycemic, which is
So the glycemic index of a food is, for example, if I eat a banana, there will be sugar in my blood, and mm-hmm. this measuring the speed at which my blood sugar will go up or down.
Okay.
And the goal is to maintain a low blood sugar or to be stabilized.
No spikes, no big peaks of sugar.
Exactly.
In the bloodstream. So keeping it as stable as possible.
As possible. So you have high glycemic index foods such as beer, spirits, pastas, breads, especially the white breads. You have on the other end of the scale the low glycemic index such as vegetables, legumes, and in the middle you have the fruits and the starchy vegetables such as carrots and potatoes. So a person with metabolic syndrome needs to pay attention of what they put in their plate, and really put more attention to low glycemic index food.
Okay.
And to be also careful on the oil they put in their the fat they put in their diet, to avoid like the animal fats, everything, some of the fried things, to replace it more with oils from the plants, avocados, things like that.
Okay, olive oil?
Which is really good.
Okay, and that whole oil thing gets very confusing very quickly. You know?
Yeah, oh yeah. Too. Oh yeah, exactly.
What are the good oils? What are the bad oils? It can be very, very complicated at times.
Oh, that's true. And a good book for the people for the metabolic syndrome, it's called The Zone. It's been written by Dr. Barry Sears. And Dr. Barry Sears was explaining how to have a diet by maintaining a stable insulin level in your bloodstream.
Oh.
So he recommends that in your plate you have always 40% of glucid, 30% of proteins, and 30% of lipids. And
lipids, okay.
Lipids is like fats.
Okay.
Fats, but the good fats.
Okay. 30% fat. Oh boy. All right.
And often, and what in North America, there's a big fashion of all non-fat thing. But the thing is, when we went on non-fat thing, we increased the sugar thing instead. So if we increase the sugar thing, we gain more weight because sugar is transformed into fat.
Oh, so there's a connection between the two. And if you start playing with the balances without knowing what you're doing, you can trigger a response that you're not looking for.
Exactly.
Because there's a link between fats and sugars.
And fats and sugar. And we want the good ratio of proteins, sugars, and fats in your...
Because we do need some fat in our diet.
Oh, of course. Because your brain is made of fat.
Well, that explains why they used to call me fathead. I thought it was an insult.
And a lot of hormones are made out of fat. For example, like progesterone, estrogen, testosterone are made from the same template as of cholesterol. So we have good and bad cholesterol. So we need equilibrium, and the body goes always toward the equilibrium.
Wow, that's really neat. So we've covered those syndromes.
And another thing we need to think about is the nervous system.
Yes, I was going to say.
Because the nervous system controls every other system. It's really the master of your body. So if you have a dysfunction of your nervous system because of a subluxation, for example, it may affect your immune system.
Okay, now just to remind the listeners who didn't listen last time or didn't catch the show last time, first of all, you can, if you have access to the internet, go onto our website at www.cgmq.fm. Go to our interviews and go and find the first interview that we did with Dr. Gendron and listen to that. But if without doing that, because subluxation is something that needs to be explained.
Again, yeah, it's a big word, huh?
Yeah, it is, yeah. And I've forgotten since last time, too.
So we're going to be a quick recall of that.
Yes, please.
A subluxation is a misplacement of a vertebrae that causes nerve damage. And if there's a nerve damage, the nerve controls an organ, controls a cell. So it affects the functioning of your body. Just the pressure of a dime diminishes the function of your nerve of 50%.
Really?
Really. So it's really the nervous system is really fragile. It's the reason why it's protected by the cranium, protected by the vertebral column. However, sometimes accidents, traumas injure the vertebral column. Thus, the vertebral column will injure the nervous system. And if the nervous system is injured, some part of your body won't function correctly.
Well, I guess you can see that in people who have a bit of nerve damage. Maybe they have a displaced disc that they've had. And a lot of us, I know myself, well, I have some numbness in my leg because of, a little bit of nerve. And I think there's a lot of people, I'm not the only one, there's a lot of us out there that know exactly that the nerves can have an effect on the rest of the body because it's a pinched nerve in the back, but at the same time, it causes numbness in my leg. So the same thing can happen with the nerves that serve to serve my liver.
Exactly. So often if you have a nerve pressure in your dorsals, it may affect your liver. Often some person that have liver problem or gallbladder problem, they're going to have reflux pain around the right shoulder blade. So, and that is the nerve of that is irritated.
Oh, I see. Mm. I see. That makes sense. Mm. So the nerves actually connect every organ, pancreas, the intestines, the inflammatory response, that can be nerve-related as well. If the intestines are to function properly, they have to be well-served by the nerves. The same is for the pancreas, the kidneys, the gallbladder, liver, all of those.
Exactly. And the vertebral column is such like an electric panel. Mm-hmm. So if you have a circuit,
a circuit
in one of your vertebrae, so it's gonna do a shortcut maybe in your liver, in your lumbars.
Okay, so it won't work as well as it should.
it won't work as well. So if your the nerve impulse going to your intestine is at 50%, you may end up have chronic constipation and follow up by compensating diarrhea. If your the nerve impulse going to your liver, it's at 20%. During you can have slowly developing cirrhosis.
And we were talking earlier about how important it was that the liver have a chance to work properly. If it's already at 50% because the nerves feeding it don't stimulate it enough, and we're trying to get it to remove our toxins, we're almost at a losing battle there.
Exactly.
Before we even start.
That's for sure. You can eat the best food, organic, have the best supplements in the world, but if the nerve impulse going to your liver is at 50%,
wow,
you may have some result, but the cause won't be addressed. So for every person, the first thing we need to check is your nervous system, because your nervous system control your immune system. So if your immune system is affected by your nervous system, you may end up with the inflammatory profile. If your nervous system does not work and it affects the your hormonal system, you may end up with the hormonal imbalance profile.
Well, Dr. Chandra, that brings me to the question of, okay, I'm not in touch that much in touch with my liver.
No.
We don't speak.
No.
But, so how do I know if I have a problem? How can I find out if I have a problem?
First of all, that's for sure. You need to consult a health professional.
Okay.
That needs to do an overview of your health history and to detect if there's some subluxation. There's different tests that we can do to define. If subluxation is there, where is there, and if we can correct it.
Okay, so when you're checking someone, let's say if you're checking someone's back and you find a problem, you know pretty much what nerves that problem, where it is in the back, where it serves.
Exactly. And if it's not because of the nerve, we can check now the functioning of the liver, for example, and if it is because of a metabolic profile.
Oh, that must be pretty neat if you're checking someone's back and you find a problem and then it matches up with the symptoms that the person is telling you that they have. That must be pretty neat.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty neat. And a lot of studies start to show that the functioning of digestion may be linked to your vertebral column. There's a study in GOT, the peer-reviewed journal, that says that...
And what does that stand for?
GOT?
Yeah.
Okay, GOT is the name of a journal. It's a peer-reviewed journal with
a... name.
Yes. And it says that people that has digestive problem have also back problem.
Okay.
And the Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology says that the digestion may be affected by a displacement of the lumbars. And the JMPT, Journal of Manipulative Therapy, said that 22% of people that they didn't expect by seeing a chiropractor saw that their digestion went well without thinking that the chiropractor can help them about this.
Oh, so they noticed the differences, but they didn't realize where it came from. Okay, so that's pretty interesting.
That's pretty interesting. Like, often we have patients coming in for low back pain, and they see that, we address other... They didn't know that other health aspects of their body went better because the nerve flow goes better in the overall body.
Wow, that's amazing. It's it makes a connection from where we started talking about nutrition to the flow of messages through neural pathways that work both ways.
Exactly.
Like an electronic exchange, like a switchboard, mm-hmm. with wires connected all through. And if part of the switchboard isn't working, then you can't expect the organ at the other end to respond to the neurotransmitters that are being sent to it.
Exactly. So
makes sense.
And my job is to make sure that the communication goes good in both ways.
Yeah. Yeah. If it makes sense to me, that means it's probably going to make sense to, you know, a lot more. Well, that really is good.
Mm. And as a chiropractor, we have a lot of education. We have almost the same formation as a MD. So that's the reason why I can check on the spine and also do some recommendation on the nutrition basis. We had many classes of metabolism, on nutrition, on biochemistry, and on nutritional medicine too. So that helped me to help my patient to do, to give them some advice on what to eat, not to eat, after a consultation with them.
So much goes together hand in hand. If someone is having joint problems and it's due to overweight, and the overweight is due to bad message going through the switchboard of the spine, then you can do all the dieting you want, but it's probably not going to work.
Exactly. So, like, we need to address all the causes.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand.
And because I want to help much people as I can, I have a little special for the CJMQ listeners.
Oh, wow. I like that. I like that a lot.
First of all, if you have a health problem, you have difficulty to lose weight, there's two things we need to know. First of all, we need to know if the nervous system is working correctly. Secondly, I need to see what are your eating habits. What is your metabolic profile? And that is done in two consultations, one that's checked for the nerve and the other one check for the nutrition and check. Usually those two consultations is over $245 till Valentine's Day for the CGMP listeners. I give away those two consultations for $67.
Okay, let's put this in perspective, because people need to put things always in perspective. If you look at dieting pills, if you look at dieting schemes, if you pick up diet magazines, if you do any of these things, if you buy into diet schemes or even special low-calorie diets, which are often more expensive than regular food, much more expensive, and you're going to be, in essence, throwing it away because you're not addressing the base problem, then this is a very small investment.
It's really a small investment to know what is going on.
Exactly.
And to avoid some frustration and other loss of money because you've tried many things, and extra effort, because some diet may work, but you put more effort than if we just tweak with a little bit with the metabolism, then it will be easier or faster for you to lose weight, gain your goals in your health by knowing what is going on.
Well, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Just like you wouldn't take off with your car on a long trip, let's say to go to California or something like that, without getting it all checked up and tuned up and, you know, checking the tires, make sure everything's okay. Well, it's the same thing with your body. You have to start off on the right foot, and everything starts with the nerves.
Yeah, with the nerves and with a good plan, too.
Oh, true. Yeah. The nerves and a good plan, which in equivalence to our trip, would be a good map.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense to me. So, Dr. Gendron, you're offering your special to CGMQ listeners. I think it'd probably be a good idea to check this out, because that's a pretty good special. So it's two consultations.
Two consultations, one chiropractic to see how your nervous system works.
Yes.
And it includes the x-rays.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you have another day, we're going to have the nutrition consultation to see what's your metabolic profile, what you need to put in your diet, what you need to put out of your diet, which medical food I recommend to you.
And that's a regular $240 value that you're offering to CGMQ listeners up until Valentine's Day of 2010.
Yes.
For, instead of $240, it's
$67.
Okay, so, I wanted you to repeat it because I couldn't believe it. Okay.
It's an economy of over $178. So it's
wow.
So thank you. So you don't lose with that.
Okay, when you go to see Dr. Gendron at Chiropractic, you need to mention that you heard it on CGMQ 88.9 FM. When you don't need to say the frequency. A lot of people know it's just as CGMQ. And get a pretty good deal there.
Yes, yeah, so you can call me at 819-820-2242 to have an appointment with me, and don't forget to ask for the CGMQ special.
Okay, so that's Dr. Christian Gendron at Chiro-Specific Sherbrooke, and the number again?
819-820-2242.
Good, great. Well, I thank you very much. Is there anything else that we need to cover, Dr. Gendron?
Oh, I think we did the overall.
Yeah, for this time.
For this time, but that's for sure. There's many subjects to cover.
Because last time, I thought we covered it all, and I thought, I wonder what Dr. Gendron is going to bring up for next time. And I was really surprised, and pleasantly so, because it answered a lot of my questions with what you told me today. So I'm anxiously waiting to see what you're going to come up with for next time.
I'm going to try to surprise you again.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Gendron.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to CGMQ 88.9 FM. And don't forget, check that out. It's a really great value. And don't forget to say that when you go to Kiro Specific and ask for Dr. Christian Gendron, to mention that you heard it on CGMQ 88.9 FM.